Money FM 89.3, best of prime time. In the spotlight on Money FM 89.3.
You're listening to Prime Time on Money FM 89.3. I'm Rachel Kelly with Shazad Haque. Now, Singapore has just announced tighter border measures to detect and contain the new COVID-19 variant Omicron.
Yes, and while countries like Singapore, the UK, the US and Europe have implemented travel bans to certain Southern African nations,
others are taking a stronger approach. For example, both Israel and Japan have closed their borders completely. So what does all of this mean for VTLs, travel lanes? Joining us on the line now is Terence Phan, Assistant Professor of Strategic Management at SMU, to tell us more. Terence, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
So let's start off. You know, just as the world was starting to open up again, Omicron has thrown somewhat of a spanner into the travel works. But how effective really are these travel bans in curbing the spread of the virus?
That's a very good question, because there's still a lot of uncertainty around this variant at this point. So what we don't know is that, you know, where it actually originated and how prevalent it is in other parts of the world. So South Africa being the first country that sort of broke the news doesn't necessarily mean it's where it's coming from and that's where it's most prevalent, right? But having said that, you know, what the travel ban will help do is to slow down the movement of people. And if you recall from last year, as long as we reduce the contact people have, generally we will, you know, push down the transmission rate. So I think if you ban flights, you stop people from interacting with others, even, you know, casual contact, you know, just by being close to one another, I think that will help. But it's not going to be 100% effective for two simple reasons. One, you know, we don't know how many people are already with this variant out there in other parts of the world, you know, simply because maybe we have not tested for that particular variant. So we don't know if people are already out there, already widespread, not very well controlled, then, you know, stopping people from coming from, you know, out of Africa or Southern Africa is not going to help, especially if there are other pockets of prevalence elsewhere, right? And caveat number two is that we don't know, you know, even if with the travel bans imposed so far, there are still many third countries that have maintained ties to these countries. So it's not like completely we are sealing off these countries. So people, if people still want to come out, they can still go via these third countries and maybe stay for more than 14 days and so on. And hopefully, if they test negative for COVID, then they can still go off. So it's not like it's going to be 100% effective, but it will help buy some time in terms of reducing the transmission rate and maybe help buy some time for countries around the world, including Singapore, to step up the testing for this variant, which hasn't really happened yet until now, right? So that will help, but it's not going to be a foolproof thing by itself, right?
So, Terence, I mean, you know, As you rightly said, it was detected in South Africa. They have a very good testing regime there. And of course, this is where, as of now, we know that that's where we know it started, but it may not have originated from there. And of course, the president, Cyril Ramaphosa, has said he's deeply disappointed by the action of these bans at the moment, and he's described them as unjustified. He's asked for these bans to be lifted. There is also a school of thought that says, if you're going to continue to do this to countries from where it supposedly originates, then countries, it might not actually encourage them to reveal all of these the testing measures or results. What are your thoughts on all of this?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Think back last year in early 2020 when a lot of other countries are trying to get more information on COVID-19 then it didn't even have a name, right? And they were not getting through to a lot of the statistics. And yet here, South Africa being very open and yet immediately travel bans were imposed. And I would think, yeah, it certainly doesn't help to really encourage other countries to be more transparent in the future. It seems like, you know, they're just going to get punished for doing that. Mm. And if you think back in early 2020s, you know, other countries were pretty slow in implementing travel bans of any sort. And even when Singapore first imposed, I think Singapore only imposed travel restrictions for people from one province in China. And that was the world's first already, right? So that's a very stark contrast now when you see Israel or Japan banning not just people who have traveled to these places in Southern Africa, but also all foreigners as well. So it's like really draconian, I think.
But
so
Terrence,
that doesn't help, yeah.
Yeah, what alternatives do countries have, though, at this stage, other than a travel ban?
I think the different countries need to think about beefing up their regimes, testing people coming into the borders, first of all, because if, for example, if Singapore, for example, we have a fairly good regime of testing and making sure that people come in, even though they might have contacted COVID-19, somewhere during the journey, we will still catch that, you know, to a large degree after they have entered the border. So I think that is the kind of, you can call it a bit of a shield or maybe sort of a scrutiny for inbound travelers that would really help. Because if you have this sort of a very effective shield, then, for example, China has this shield really much stricter than Singapore, then it doesn't really have to adjust its policy very much because it's just staying its own course, right? Because of the shield that the system is effective in trying to test and protect domestic people. So I think that system has to be in place. And at the same time, once again, it goes back to the regular testing. If we don't test, we don't know. Maybe it's already in Singapore, right? We don't know. So I think the constant testing has to be there to make sure that we're not seeing it, not because we don't know it's not there. You know, we are not seeing it because it really that it's not there. Right. So I think that is important to sort of back up the whole system and strategy to protect people against that. But then having said that, again, the news has been that so far this variant has been relatively mild in terms of its impact on the patient. So once again, we're still early days in terms of really what the appropriate action ought to be. And there's a lot of precaution that has thrown in at this time.
Well, we're talking to Terence Fan, the Assistant Professor of Strategic Management at SMU, about the Omicron variant and how it could affect VTLs and all of that connected with it. Just a few hours before this, we're chatting to you now, Terence. The news has come out, of course, that Moderna, the CEO, has said that the current vaccines are unlikely to be as effective against this new Omicron variant as they have been against the Delta version. And so, given that scientists are not quite sure what the level of protection is with these current vaccines, and the fact that the Moderna CEO has also said that, we don't know exactly yet how quickly the variant spreads either. What precautions should we be taking? Of course, taking into account as well what you just said earlier, that it may appear to be milder than the Delta variant.
Yeah, definitely. So I think we need to continue to monitor the situation in Southern Africa and maybe discover more of these cases elsewhere so we have more numbers to base our decisions on. But at the same time, it goes back to the regular testing of people on the street even. You know, we noticed that, we have a much tougher regime now of testing different people in Singapore, for example, but it's not clear whether that testing actually tests for this variant yet at this point. So I think, you know, we heard also a little bit earlier that incoming travelers also have to take an additional test just to test for this variant. So I think it's important to distinguish between testing in general for COVID-19 versus testing for this particular variant, which will help guide our future action. So hopefully it's not going to throw the VTLs completely off yet, but it will certainly slow the pace at which, they grow over time.
Okay. So finally, Terence, one last question for you. At the G7 health ministers meeting, there was strong support as well to set up an international pathogen surveillance network within the framework of the World Health Organization. Could this improve global solidarity at tackling the pandemic? I mean, we've already started to see a number of collaborations across the globe on the back of this.
Yeah, I think in the absence of such cooperation, having some cooperation is better than none. But once again, WHO operates on some of a consensus basis. So if any one country says no, you know, you're not going to get full cooperation. So I don't think we should just hold our hopes and rely 100% on that. But it's certainly better than not, taking that step.
Right? Okay. Well, Terence, thanks so much for taking the time to speak with us today and for sharing all those insights on the impact of Omicron on vaccinated travel lanes and the opening of borders across the globe.
Thank you.
Thank you. We've been speaking with Terence Phan, Assistant Professor of Strategic Management at SMU. You're listening to Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.